Oh, hello there. Welcome to Famous Joe's Workshop. Oh, more like Infamous Joe's now. Yeah, feel free to look around. I'll be with you in just a second here. Yeah, the place isn't much, but it's mine. Maybe one day it'll be his. All right, here we are. Forgive me, you're not here for the Adirondack chairs, are you? No. Now I've seen that look. You hear about the boy, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, no surprise there, everybody and their mother is these days. Well, I'll tell you, you're out of luck. Usually people want to talk to Mary about this whole thing, but she's visiting her cousins Liz and Zach and baby Johnny today, so you know, it's probably the last chance she'll be able to get out. It's just a couple weeks now. But anyway, you'd be stuck with me, so. Oh, you actually want to hear my take on it. Yeah, let me just disappoint you right there, because I'll tell you, there's just not a lot to say about the whole thing. Mary would tell you quite a bit more. She's actually got a song she's written about it. It's pretty good. You'd like it. But, you know, even then, baby Joshua is just a baby. I guess he's not just a baby. And now, for better or worse, he's my baby. I guess it's a bit longer of a story than I let on. You can feel free to get yourself comfortable. If you don't mind, I'm just going to be working on a little project. Not bad, right? I think the little guy will like it. You know, you give me a rough cut of cedar, and I will spit out for you a beautiful gleaming table and chairs. But you give me this box set from who knows where China, and I am telling you, these directions. Tell you the truth, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I mean, he's an infant. He's gonna be stuck to his mom's hips and stuff for like 1-2 years? I don't know. Something like that. Honestly, probably just trying to keep myself occupied these days. Sure doesn't help that business has tapered off so much lately. I guess some people have already made up their minds about old Joe and Mary and their mystery baby. I can tell you what, it's not been a boon for business. So, where are you coming from anyways? All right, let me guess. I can tell by the accent. You've got to be coming out west. So, Jerusalem, Galilee, am I getting close? Westerly, okay. Westerly, oh, I hope you didn't come all the way out here just for me. Better be just a stop on your way to somewhere else. Well, I guess I'll tell you what I've told everybody else. Don't know exactly where to start. Well, why don't you tell me? What exactly is it that you want to know about the whole thing? Excuse me? Who's the father? You know, consider yourself lucky. I don't send you out of my shop right on your... No, you know what? It's fine. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong, you are way out of line. But I guess I'd rather just have you come out and ask it. It's better than what most people are doing. You know, pretending like there's nothing wrong. Come on. Now talk about the elephant in the room. And no, that's not a fat joke. You do not tell Mary that. Look, it's just that everyone's asking. Whether or not they're saying it, they're all asking. It's not like I don't have my own questions about the whole thing. But anyway, your question, who's the Father? Well, we can start with the name, right? So, as you may or may not know, where I come from, you usually give the child a name that you find in your family tree. Now, to some people, that would seem limiting, but you've got to understand. Where I come from, there are few things more important than, well, where you come from. So, we keep absolutely pristine, I mean meticulous, family records. Yeah, I can bring, you know, I can go step by step, line by line, generation by generation, all the way back to King David. And even beyond that, I can go back to Judah, and then back to Abraham, and it's a long time. So it's not like we don't have enough names to choose from, you know? Yeah, when it comes to names and birthplaces, even birth order, I mean, we're like hoarders. It's crazy. And we keep the good and the bad. So, King David, not a bad guy to have in your line. The whole idea of a king sounds kind of antiquated by now, a little far-fetched. But the way I see it, if the line of succession from David was never broken, technically, you know, God's promise for a restored kingdom might not be broken either. It's far from what we've got right now, but I'm still hopeful it could happen. But like I said, it's the good and the bad, right? So, yeah, we got the king, but we've also got some Gentiles in the mix. Please take no offense. I do plenty of business with Gentiles. I'm sure I'll be doing much more. But my community, you know, when it comes to something like marriage, you know, there's some boundary lines you don't transgress. So with marriage, we typically marry people, it's a general rule, who share our same faith and values. I mean, that's to preserve our faith and values. So that's very important to us. But of course, there's exceptions to the rule, and a couple of them in my family. That's not the worst of it. There's a prostitute in my family line and another woman pretending to be a prostitute so she could get pregnant. And honestly, you put them side by side with some of the purebreds and they make them look like angels. So it's the good and the bad. I guess I can take some solace in that. Mary and Joe, we won't be the first one to bring down the family name. Yeah. But anyway, the name Jesus. And I prefer the Hebrew. So to me, he's just Joshua or Josh. But we're not really naming Jesus after a family member. It's a common enough name that anybody could have a Jesus in their family line. But like I said, we're not naming him after anyone really. I think that's gotten some people's attention. And whatever you think about that name, people are calling him all sorts of things now. Some good, some bad, some crazy. I'll be honest, sometimes I don't know if it's like crazy good or crazy bad. It's just crazy. And I won't repeat to you some of the things I've heard said about me. Yeah. You know, people you have known your whole life, it is amazing how quick people can turn. Thanks for saying that. I appreciate it, but trust me, old Joe will be fine. You know, what does really get me, though? It's what people say about Mary. about my wife. You know, whatever people want to think about this whole situation, how they're treating Mary and talking about her, it's just not right. If you knew Mary, like I know, let me take a step back. I don't mean knew Mary in the biblical sense, because I actually haven't yet known Mary. Let me explain. So we're betrothed, which means we're legally married, but until the ceremony, it's no bueno on the fireworks. You know what I'm saying? So I just decided we should hold off on the ceremony until after the baby's born. Mary's gone through enough, which means we'll hold off on some other things until the baby's born. You know, whatever ceremony we're going to have at this point, it's going to be pretty small. Maybe just the three of us. We'll see. I guess my whole thinking on waiting is just that if what Mary and I believe about this child is true, the last thing I want to do is give any more legitimacy to this idea that Jesus is nothing more than the product of some youthful indiscretion. Like, come on. You know, we've waited long enough, so we'll wait a little longer. People are going to say what they're going to say, right? It's not even what people say. That's not even the worst of it. It's the way people look at us now. The way you're looking at me now. Now I get it. But the way they look at Mary, like she's some kind of spectacle. You know, she did everything she could to hide this. She even tried to hide it from me. But I found out there's some things in life that you cannot hide, and a child's one of them. Everybody knows now. It's only a couple weeks till she pops. So I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to be a dad. So much for the honeymoon. Anyway, you didn't come here to hear me mewing or moze about it, did you? And I've already made up my mind. Everyone else is going to have to make up theirs. So I'll take whatever comes. You know, for every person who has something incredible, marvelous to say about this whole thing, and we've heard some pretty awesome stuff, there are 10 more right behind them who look at us like we're scum. If I'm honest, I can't even stay mad at them. You know, when I figured out that Mary was pregnant, I don't know if I felt more upset or sad, but I was just shocked. This is totally out of character for Mary. Mary and I, we had a really good thing going. Oh, my mom and I don't agree on a whole lot, but she was onto something when she set us up. Come to think of it, she's actually quite a bit like my mom. Just a lot cuter. That's a weird thing to say, I'm sorry. Anyways, Mary's a simple girl, in the best of ways. She's, you know, never been one for the drama, and neither have I, despite our present circumstances. Neither of us like being in the limelight, but Mary, she is like allergic to it. She will break out. And so I just cannot fathom, it is beyond me, that she could put herself in this situation. But I did. I did believe the worst. You know, Mary's young, but she's old for her age. She's unassuming, but she's not stupid. Not at all. She's sweet and kind, and I guess I mistook that for weakness. But that girl will surprise you. She sure surprised me. But when I look at it from her perspective, how is a young girl going to even begin explaining this to her husband? I mean, this has never happened. This is crazy. Whatever she said to me, I didn't even begin to listen to her. All I could hear was shame. You know, what would that say about us if I married her? What would that say about me, about my character? How would that affect my family and my reputation and my business? I can tell you that it has. My people take purity very seriously. So, anyway, I planned on divorcing her, and I was dead set on it. And people all thought it was the right thing to do, too. I could have made a public show of it, but I was actually planning to go about it quietly, privately. Thought Mary deserved at least that much, you know? You know what's crazy? When I tell people that, they act like that would make me some type of hero. Some upstanding guy. I can tell you that's not the way I feel about it. No, I mean, I don't care if I was well within my rights, and I was. All I know is I was gonna let her go through this alone. This young girl, all by herself. That's no hero. And I wish I could say I'd believed her, that I believe better of her. But I didn't. I believe her now. And yeah, it took God speaking to me through a dream. And I don't care how crazy you think that sounds, God spoke to me. He spoke right into my fear. He said, take Mary as your wife. He said, somehow this child was born of God. Which meant this child was not the result of some other man. And of course it wasn't. If you knew Mary, if I told me to take Mary as my wife, stick by her, and name the boy Jesus, and there's no mistaking that. An angel even met with Mary and told her the same. You gotta understand, for me to name my boy, for me to name someone, that is for me to take ownership as a father and afford that kid with the same status as my own. The angel explained his name this way. I know how it sounds, but it's what he said. Said he will save his people from their sins. You know, it's one thing to say that there's a coming king and he'll save us from tyranny or oppression or economic hardship, but, you know, and people have been looking for that type of king for a long time. And people have been buzzing about this whole idea of Messiah, even before all this took place. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm not the one to tell you about all the prophecies and fulfillment. Mary's cousin Zach, he's the guy. You talk to him, he'll tell you some stuff. I'm not that guy. This much I know. Whatever king could come up and claim the throne of David, he would have to be in the line of David. I mean, that is basic math, right? And if there's one thing Joe brings to the table, it's that. I'm in David's line. And it was so weird to hear it, but when the angel addressed me, he called me Son of David. It's not usually what people are calling me. Now, as absurd as the whole thing sounds to me, that somehow, from a handyman, that a king could come from me, it's technically possible. Yeah, it's possible. So, the thing is, when I name Jesus and take him as my own, he'd have every claim that a son would. So Jesus, he could be a king. My Josh, technically. But here's the kicker, right? Here's the kicker. The angel didn't say he would come and deliver people from economic or political problems, which is what most people want. You know, he said he'd save them from their sins. Look, you don't have to be a priest to know what that insinuates, right? Heck, you don't even have to be a Jew to get what that means. I mean, only God can forgive sins. I mean, to make that claim, that you could forgive sins. I can't think of a more vile blasphemy. I mean, people would put you to death for that. You'd essentially be calling yourself God. Look, I'll admit, I don't even know what it would entail for someone, let alone my own son, to save me from my sins. No idea what that would entail. But I have to imagine it wouldn't be a good start to reject the one person with the authority to do it. So, you ask me who the child's father is. I guess my answer is twofold. Joshua, Jesus, he's my boy. And I will do everything I can to do right by him as a father. But he is not just my boy. I don't know how, but he's from God. I'm convinced. And I'll take whatever comes with that conviction. I'll tell you, I wasn't looking for all this. I didn't want this. I wanted Mary. I don't know what you want. But I believe what I've heard now. Where I come from, what you've heard, it's as good as who you've heard it from. And I'll tell you, when you hear God speak, and I know he doesn't speak to everyone in dreams and visions, maybe just the most dense of us, but he does speak. And when you hear them, well, you'll know. You asked me that question, and I've answered it as best as I can. I've made up my mind about Josh. But I get the sense that real soon, everyone's going to have to answer that question for themselves. Yeah, I don't expect you'll take it on my authority or even Mary's or Liz or Zach's, though you won't find better witnesses than them. But if this is true, then there's hope. And if this is true, I imagine one day, little baby Josh, baby Jesus, he'll grow up and he'll speak for himself. Thanks for stopping by, my friend. I've got to get going, but let me ask you, who do you think he is? All right, folks, I want to read you something. It wasn't only Joseph that had to answer this question. It's all of us. And I don't know if you find yourself as one within that story, like Joshua, who is making a simple but a remarkable decision to say that Jesus is the Son of God and he's able to take away sins. I don't know what stories you're telling or hearing around Christmas, but this is the one of consequence. The question was prevalent enough that even Jesus asked it to other people about himself. In Matthew 22:42, he said, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." And they went on in the conversation. But I want to read you the words of Jesus himself, his testimony. This is from Luke. "And of all the things you can say about Jesus, to be honest with the whole thing, you either have got to say that Jesus was totally crazy, or he was the worst liar and made the largest hoax the world has ever known that has spanned 2,000 years and has been the dominant faith of the world and has spawned hospitals and schools and orphanages. So you can look to that witness. Is that a hoax? Or you can take what Jesus said about himself. You can find yourself agreeing with Joe, and so celebrate Christmas. Celebrate the simple, marvelous truth that Jesus is the Son of God, and he alone can take away sins. And that is a cause for great celebration and great hope." Hear these words of Jesus pronouncing who he was in his own hometown. From Luke 4:16. "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Wow. And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" Merry Christmas to you.